I think the millionaire mindset is a positive drive. It's a total belief that you're going to make something happen. I'm going to do that, and that's it, and nothing else gets in the way.
I've got a saying, there's no such word as can't, because all you do is you take the tee off it, which means you can do it. You can do anything. Anything you try, you can do.
Self-belief. Unquestionably self-belief. The ability that no matter what problems you put in front of me, I will overcome them. I will get where I want to go. I am aiming in that direction. I know exactly where I'm going. I may not know exactly how I'm going to get there because you never know what's around the corner or what obstacles are put in the way. But undoubtedly, I will get there. I will succeed.
And the most important element, I think, is to be passionate. It's to be absolutely committed and passionate to what you're going to do. And I think if you haven't got that, you haven't got a hope in hell.
One of the most important things is probably passion. Entrepreneurs are absolutely obsessed and in love with what they're doing. And I think you need that if you're setting up a new business, because it's extremely difficult to do. And if you're not totally in love with the idea, it's very difficult to convince other people, such as suppliers or bank managers or employees.
I think that passion, you know, or enthusiasm or whatever you call it, is probably the one common denominator to everything. Because unless you are, and I'm not saying that I'm passionate and enthusiastic the whole time, sometimes I get, oh God, oh, bloody hell, what am I doing this for? You know, I get the same as everybody. Not very often, I must admit. But generally, I'm enthusiastic about it. And I think that the people that I meet who are in business, that is a very common denominator about them. Because unless you are, you know, what are you doing it for? You'll never get you through the hard times.
To me, the most important single attribute is persistence. I think it's the unwillingness to give up and the ability to continue against the odds that distinguishes the winners from the others.
I always say optimists rule the world, and it's so true. The difference between something happening and it not happening is the belief that it will happen. And I've seen time and time again people who could have made something happen, but they didn't believe it, they didn't see it in their mind's eye, and so as a result, self-fulfilling prophecy, it doesn't happen. And universally across all of successful entrepreneurs and even successful business people that have not founded their own ventures, it's a confidence plus optimism plus persistence. But if I had to choose between the three, I would say optimism, then confidence and persistence.
I do believe that anyone can do it. You have to keep on planting the seeds, believing in yourself, get out there, shout from the world, shout to everyone. You know, anyone that will listen to you, you just shout from the rooftops about your company and you tell them what you're doing. It doesn't matter, you know, be it the postman or director of a corporate company, you just tell everyone what you're doing and you just keep planting the seeds and you'll get there.
If you're not going to believe in it 100%, you can't persuade other people to believe in it.
I think self-belief is a big part of it, having the confidence to take these risks as others would see it. But having the self-belief within yourself gives you the confidence to go and take the big steps.
For more information about the Millionaire MBA and thinking differently with the Millionaire Mindset, please visit us online at www.millionairemba.com.